Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Racial difference has been front and center in recent political and social discourse. But between all of the slogans, it's easy to overlook the beauty and humanity. The Cedarburg Art Museum is trying to bring some of that beauty and humanity to a town that's less than 1% Black. The temporary exhibit guest curated by Milwaukee activist Evelyn Patricia Terry is called Eye of the Beholder, African Americans Collecting Art. Instead of featuring works exclusively by Black artists, they're displaying 70 works that have been collected by Black residents of the Milwaukee area. Lake Effect's Julian Haida spoke with Terry, as well as the Cedarburg Art Museum's main curator, Mary Shimadi.
Mary, Evelyn, thanks so much for joining us on Lake Effect.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's good to be here.
Let's start with you, Evelyn. The point of this exhibit is to share art that was collected among the local Black community. Why might collecting art be important for the Black community specifically, as opposed to perhaps other communities that collect art amongst themselves?
Well, that's a question that I've discussed, and I feel that it's important. It has the same priority to me as anybody collecting cultural artifacts. It's important because we want to be part of history. We want to have this time period documented. And it's good because we need to have beautiful things around us. And I feel that that's probably why everybody else collects. There are many reasons, but it's I don't myself see it as anything separate from maybe other cultures collecting universally.
That's very interesting. I mean, what's I suppose unique about the exhibit that you curated was that it bridges a lot of different aesthetics. I mean, there's a lot of different mediums that are used. I mean, you have furniture, you have visual art, you have sculptures, and even still, they draw from, it would seem, a lot of inspirations. So what is it about these art collectors that kind of, in your mind, presents something special at the Cedarburg Museum?
Well, I think it's special for Cedarburg because it's a community that African American people are not predominant in. I mean, there's some people living there, I'm sure, but it's not known for that, not like Milwaukee is. So I think it's special to the Cedarburg Art Museum that this exhibition exists. And also, usually when I'm curating exhibitions, it's because I came up with the theme and the idea, but I was invited to curate this after Blaine Gibson, who is the president of the board for the Cedarburg Art Museum. He invited me to, you know, consider curating this exhibition. So he, I think, was interested in, from what I understand, more people knowing that African Americans are not just artists, but also collectors. And he felt that that was not a widely known consideration. So I think that's why it's important, because he felt it was very important to get this message out to that community and possibly to the world.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I mean, I think of other art forms. Music obviously comes to mind, blues, jazz, hip hop, all sorts of Black music that people see as kind of white people consuming or other races consuming. So to kind of see what kind of art is consumed by the Black community is very interesting. Now, Mary, Could you tell me a little bit more about some of that inspiration? I mean, we know the Milwaukee area is very segregated, and I imagine sharing art is kind of just one step in kind of breaking down those barriers. What kind of inspired the Cedarburg Museum to invite Evelyn to begin kind of confronting these kind of racial differences with art?
Well, I give credit, as Evelyn said, to Blaine Gibson, our board president. He had encouraged more inclusive shows. We've had an exhibition of Charlie Palmer, who grew up in Milwaukee and is now a well-known artist in Atlanta. We've had other shows that have included artists in the Black community, such as Della Wells and Sharon Carey Harlan. So this is just another example of Blaine's brainchild for bringing a new idea to Cedarburg, just to show the community that there are many Black collectors, both in Milwaukee and Ozaukee County, who have amazing collections. And I think this is a wonderful show of joy and things that uplift us, just to see all the variety and expansiveness of these collections. And we're just so grateful that collectors would share their prized possessions with the Cedarburg Art Museum at this time.
Yeah, there seems to be a great deal of pride in this art. I mean, I come from a small, insular, ethnic community, and the art that is collected in my family's homes, my friends' families' homes, is so much of what kind of keeps us joyful. So how can an institution such as yours use art to spread joy, to spread mutual understanding, and all these things at a time when people are so frustrated with each other?
For me, I basically see, as an African American, an artist also, and a collector, I see basically our history has been terrifying to me since we got here. So to me, this time kind of is a continuation of that terror that we face as African Americans in this country. So I basically think that we have to concentrate a lot of energy on living well within the country that we find ourselves in. I don't think this country is much different from any other country in my mind. I haven't seen evidence of that. So I just feel like our time is always tumultuous, and we have to figure out how to get joy, as you say, from what we're doing every day. And art carries our culture and gives us joy if we are able to pick the pieces that we, you know, we have the freedom to do that. So within this structure that's always seeming chaotic to me, I think it's a good time all the time to collect art.
So Evelyn, for you, just to kind of expand on that, is art an escape, or is it a way of engaging with and kind of dealing with that kind of pain?
Well, I would say, I have a piece that I did once that it says something like the pain of being Black is equal to the pain of being alive. And I kind of see that as everybody has issues that they have to deal with. And I can tell you, with my history, I was lucky that I had a good instructor, a couple at the University of Wisconsin when I was attending. And one of them pulled me aside and told me, She said, I think you're an artist. You should go into art. And I was like, what is art? I have to, you know, my mother sent me here to get a degree. And she was saying, well, I think you should get a degree in art. I said, well, all I know how to do is draw. And she said, we can get a degree in drawing. I would say every time I started to make a piece of art, the cares of the world would go away. And when I stopped, it would come back. And I was like, oh, I got to get back over there and make art again. So I don't feel so responsive to what's going on outside of me. But eventually I was able to expand the joy outside of just creating art. I can have friendships, I can cook, I can garden, and I can interact with Mary and have fun and feel the same kind of peace and comfort and joy that I have when I'm doing art. So I pick and choose every day what will make my life do that.
Mary, is there something that you would recommend people see, a particular piece?
Oh, there's so many. We have international artists. As Evelyn mentioned, some people collect art from their travels internationally or throughout the U.S. So we have many artists who are from, say, Washington, D.C. area or Seattle, as well as collectors who prefer to collect artists from near their home in Milwaukee. So quite a variety. There is a fun work in our foyer of by Reginald Baylor, which is an original print in an edition, which is called Van Gogh's Irises, which may have been done on a computer.
To say something is a favorite is like a child. If you have children and you ask which is the favorite in your family, it's really a difficult question.
We have actually 52 different artists and 70 total artworks. So, and you're right, Evelyn, it really is hard to pick a favorite. There's so many different works that have varying meanings, and I'm just so pleased there's so many different media.
Okay, that's very interesting. Well, I hope people get a chance to check it out. Mary, Evelyn, thanks so much for joining us on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Evelyn Patricia Terry is an arts advocate and artist in Milwaukee. She is also the guest curator of Eye of the Beholder, African Americans Collecting Art. Mary Shimadi is the Cedarbrook Art Museum's curator. They spoke with Lake Effect's Julian Haida, and you can see the exhibit until September 27th.